When Alicia Briscoe first moved to Nantucket in 2006, she realized two things. First, she loved this island off the coast of Massachusetts.
The quiet and the quaintness, the cobblestone street.
And second, if you're not a millionaire, it's really hard to find a place to live.
I started out 14 Swain Street, and then I went to Teasdale Circle. And then
a lot of times, she could only afford to rent a single room. She'd have to hang sheets from the ceiling to separate out rooms for herself and her kids. And even then, the rent could be as much as $1,400 a month.
I could not find anywhere affordable with myself and my kids.
For year-round residents of Nantucket, many of whom work in service jobs that support the island's tourism industry, finding stable housing is a huge challenge. Luckily, in 2011, Briscoe got a spot in one of Nantucket's few government-supported rental units. Her rent's on a sliding scale. It never costs more than a third of her monthly income. And it has three bedrooms, one for her and each of her kids.
This is the kitchen area. I have that as a storeroom type of thing right there, and a back door.
The stability of her new apartment has allowed Briscoe to save some money, and she's been able to quit her seasonal job at a resort. Now she works year-round at the post office and is looking to take the next step towards making this island her permanent home. Briscoe's entered a lottery to buy a house of her own in a new affordable housing development on the island. If she gets picked, she'll get to be something she never expected, a homeowner on Nantucket.
You have to submit, and then after that, they let you know.
The development she's applying to is called Sachem's Path. Last spring, a lottery was held for the first 15 homes in Sachem's Path. Briscoe entered that one, but it didn't work out. There's still 22 homes remaining for this current lottery. But winning the lottery isn't the end of the process. If she does win, she'll still need to buy the house. And the homes range from about $300,000 to $500,000. $500,000 doesn't qualify as affordable in most of the country. But as far as home prices go, Nantucket's not like most of the country. The average house here costs $1.2 million. The challenge of providing affordable housing for people of just about every income bracket on the island isn't new. In fact, Sachem's Path is just the final piece of a decades-long project to develop housing on the island for working people. It started back in 1984, when the town set aside a vacant piece of land in the middle of the island for affordable housing development. Since 1994, it's been the job of Renee Seeley, director of the Nantucket Housing Authority, to fill it up.
So it gets kind of complicated, but that plan behind your head is all of the property.
We're sitting in Seeley's office, and the plan she's referring to is a giant map of the original parcel the town gave to the housing authority.
We created this subdivision.
It's filled with color-coded blocks showing all the types of developments that have been built there over the years.
This was built with a federal loan. This was developed again with a financial assistance from the state.
It's an island within an island. Affordable housing in a sea of million-dollar homes. One of the first projects built on the site was traditional low-income rental housing. That's where Briscoe currently lives. But Seeley says more homes need to be built on the island for people of just about every income level. It's just hard to do in a place like Nantucket, a small island that seems dedicated to both environmental conservation and historic preservation.
Yeah, we just can't keep building and building and building. At some point in time, we have to be done.
To be clear, Seeley doesn't think that this time will come soon. But large projects like Sachem's Path will become harder to develop. In response to this, a network of organizations, like Housing Nantucket, has grown up around the Housing Authority to tackle the problem in creative ways. And even with Seeley's talk of being done, she doesn't seem to really believe it. Sachem's Path is complete, and her island within an island is about to be all filled up, but she's already on to a new project. She's trying to create a fund for the Housing Authority to buy more land in the future. And after that?
I always keep this picture on my bulletin board. Back in the early 1900s, Nantucket had these massive, huge Victorian hotels. Now, look at that. What if we recreated that and turned it into a bunch of affordable apartments? What would be wrong with that? Sitting out there on the veranda, I love it. I like to keep that.
Regardless of what gets built on Nantucket in the future, Seeley's thrilled that for the families who end up moving into Sachem's Path, there's going to be a new, permanent home on this island for them very soon. and Alicia Briscoe's family might be one of them. But even if she doesn't get picked, she's not planning on leaving.
I call it my fairy tale island. Anybody's, oh, where's that damn island? My fairy tale island. And that's how I refer to it, because it's so peaceful and calm. And you have to really plan to come here. You can't just arrive.
For WCAI, I'm Dan Richards on Nantucket.